Lac La Biche. Partly cloudy skies and a cool wind set the tone for Saturday's Remembrance Day ceremony at the McGrane Branch 28 of the Royal Canadian Legion in Lac La Biche. A large crowd of community residents, along with representatives of the local Legion branch, Lac La Biche County, the Canadian Forces, provincial enforcement officers, local cadets and the RCMP were on hand for the ceremony. At 10:45 a.m., a parade made up of members of the Lac La Biche RCMP, Lac La Biche County Peace Officers and Firefighters, Provincial Fish and Wildlife Officers, and members of the 1 Air Maintenance Squadron, AMS, from 4 Wing at CFB Cold Lake and the 2995 Lac Lane, Biche Army Cadet Corps began marching down 104th Avenue and onto 101st Street, where it stopped across from the cenotaph. Following a land acknowledgement, Danny Stevens, the president of the McGrane branch, greeted those in attendance. Prior to the parade being brought to attention, O Canada was sung. Before 2 minutes of silence was observed at 11 a.m., Legion member Pete Shamchuk lowered the Canadian flag to half-mast, which was followed by reveille played on the trumpet by Aurora Middle School teacher Aaron Shulko. The 25-minute outdoor ceremony also included the reciting of In Flanders Fields by Sergeant Mary Rose Lavelli, a member of 2995 Lac Lane, Biche Army Cadet Corps, a prayer by Legion Chaplain Deacon Kevin Peterson and the singing of God Save the King by Mike and Heather Dempsey. There were also speeches by Lac La Biche County Mayor Paul Rutov and Zachary Barassa, who was representing Layla Goodridge, the Member of Parliament for Fort McMurray, Lac La Biche. Wreaths were laid at the cenotaph by representatives from the military, the RCMP, the community and the province. Wreaths had also been placed at the cenotaph representing local families, businesses and organizations. Built on a foundation, Mayor Rutov reminded those in attendance to never take for granted the freedoms they have. Remember, when it comes to fighting for freedom and peace, the differences that we believe divide us today end up meaning very little. Today we must think with gratitude about the peace we know and be thankful for those who have protected it, he said. The mayor encouraged residents to continue to honor the lives and memories of those who have fought for those freedoms and continue to do so. We must continue these traditions, the marches, the trumpets, and the silence. Because when we respect these traditions, along with the heroes that fill our communities, we honor what is best in all of us. The capacity to sacrifice ourselves for what we love. Along with the formal laying of wreaths, the names of Legion members and veterans who have passed away were read aloud. The last active Second World War veteran in the Lac La Biche area, Glenn Meyer, passed away in May of 2022. On August 14 of this year, Wardeen Whitford, a long-serving Legion member and founding member of the Lac La Biche Ladies Legion Auxiliary, passed away at the age of 96. Whitford's husband Roy, also a World War II veteran, passed away in 2005. During his presentation at the ceremony, Major Greg Vardy with 1 AMS at 4 Wing Cold Lake said in doing some research for his speech, he read a story about Lac La Biche veteran Herb Erickson. The Second World War soldier saw active duty across Europe, including the Dunkirk landings and the battles through France and Holland. Vardy said Erickson, who was 102 when he passed away in 2018, was one of the countless people who selflessly fought for freedom. While many of the veterans of the Second World War are no longer living, Vardy said their dedication and patriotism are the foundation for soldiers and frontline workers carrying out their duties today. He said the 20 officers from 1 AMS taking part in the Lac La Biche Remembrance Day ceremony had more than 200 combined years of active service in conflict situations. Following the outdoor ceremony, guests were invited inside the Legion building for refreshments and a tour of the site's historic artifacts.